The Stone Age, figment of the imagination.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-scale Noah's Ark south of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, supposedly, prehistoric humans used stone tools for 2 million years before they learned how to use metal. By the way, the man who invented the three-age system, the so-called Stone Age, Bronze Age, and Iron Age, was actually a coin collector. His job was to classify human artifacts in a museum. Now, the archaeologist who took over his job began looking for evidence in the same sequence. It was soon discovered that the tools were actually found all mixed together, not in separate layers. Also, tools found in tombs were also discovered. The sites with stone tools contained bodies, but the sites with bronze had only ashes. This, they say, supposedly indicated that the people practiced cremation and were more advanced. But you know, this argument doesn't hold up. The people who had more sophisticated iron tools apparently went back to burying bodies. Using the Bible, we know that man was well advanced in tool making long before Noah's flood. This was in the days of a person called Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron.
We have much more to share with you about the world before Noah's flood, including how Noah built Noah's Ark. For some fascinating viewing, call and request a copy of our Noah's Ark DVD. Make a donation of any size when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or get the DVD on our website of answersoffer.org.